Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Everybody knows I'm into astrology and all of that stuff. I also started to, I have Gemini energy, so I am someone who is curious. And now that I'm deep off into astrology, I started to branch off into other divinations. Like last year or so, I dove off into tarot. Because I was watching a podcast, listening to a podcast one day, and the host said something to the tone of, without astrology, there's no tarot. And I was like, what? So I went and bought a deck that day, and that same day, with my knowledge of astrology, I had the whole deck broken down. There's a guy who we both know. We had many conversations about astrology. Then one day he comes in my stream and he starts talking about this guy, Ray, with the numbers. This dude is on point. This dude is this. This dude is that. And so I'm a trust but verify type of person. And so I had to come see for myself. I can't just take his word for it. That's when you kind of saw me start hanging out in your room, just observing, listening, and learning and all of that stuff. The truth be told, although I'm deep off into astrology, the first thing report I actually looked up was my numerology report. Somebody had told me about I was a cusp of beauty, and while researching that, I fell on this website that was talking about numerology, so I kind of pulled up. But you know, it resonated, the information resonated, but for me to sit up there and learn it and stuff, I didn't feel no call to the numbers. So I kept it pushing and all that. But you know, I am curious on other things. I used to hang out in tarot room reading, readers rooms, watching, just, you know, even though I didn't study it or anything into that. But with all that being said, I came to your room and, I was curious. You were teaching the people, which I did. And so I decided I wanted to talk to you more candidly. And so my first question to you, Ray, is where'd you come from? Where was you born and all of that?
I grew up in Bellwood, Illinois, which is pretty much about 20 minutes away from the west side of Chicago.
All right. You've been in that area all your life?
For the most part, yeah. Been in Illinois for all my life, west suburbs. Pretty much all of my life. I venture, you know, maybe like 30, 40, 50 minutes at one point away from the city. But yeah, it's pretty much the same area.
All right. Have any siblings?
I do, which is a wild story in itself. So my mother, I have five siblings. I'm the oldest.
All
right. I'm the oldest. I have one brother and I have four sisters. But the wild part about our story is that none of us was raised together. All of us was kind of raised in separate homes. The closest one is not the sister that's right underneath me, but it's another one, you know, right behind her that we had the closest relationship because even though we wasn't raised in the same home, we was raised inside of the same family.
Well, That makes my next question more interesting. What was your mom and dad's relationship like?
Well, so they weren't together. They had me at a very young age. My father was 17. My mom was 15. I was raised by my grandparents, my father's parents. They took me in when I was 3 years old. Both my parents, mom and dad, had challenges with drug abuse, substance abuse. My mom, she actually died in 2019 from a drug overdose. So for the most part, growing up, I didn't have the best relationship with either one. I did see my dad more, but he was in and out of jail a lot. And my mom, when she was in and out of prison as well. So, you know, I really didn't have the best relationship. I saw them when I saw them. Even though my grandparents, they kept an open door for me to have that relationship. But, you know, later understanding, you know, people have their own battles and, you know, they have their own challenges.
How would you describe your childhood and childhood home?
grateful. I'll definitely say gratitude. Grateful for it. My grandparents, they were amazing. They definitely did with what they had.
So you were brought up by your grandparents?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. My grandfather was a minister, preacher, pastor of a church for over 20 years. Where I learned, you know, I used to go to church with him as a Christian, with the church. And then, of course, my grandma, they definitely took care of me. Inside of my home, chaos. I think, you know, it wasn't the worst, but looking back at some moments, I think one thing about it is when you look back, when you're around the same people who are enduring those same type of troubles, everything look normal. Is normalized. But as you get older and you start to actually experience more of the world and you look back at it, you start to look at, hey, some of this shit went right. So, excuse my language.
All good, man.
Hey, yeah. A lot of it went right.
Feel free to say what you want.
Yeah, so it just not, you know, and so I had, along with my parents even having substance abuse, I had uncles that stayed in the home with me that had substance abuse issues. And so, you know, it was a battle, you know, it was the times I really didn't like being at home, having things stolen from me. It was just, you know, looking back at it, it was some traumatic experiences. But, you know, like I said, I had the most loving grandparents who made sure I had everything I needed and who did everything in their power to take care of me. You know, can't control everybody in the household. You know, and they were just, you know, those were their children. So, you know, they worked with what they had.
All right. You just touched a little bit on my next question.
Yeah.
What religion or faith was you brought up in?
Yeah, Baptist. My church was in the heart of Inglewood, Chicago. If you know where, if you heard of Inglewood,
LA, Inglewood in LA. Well,
yeah, the south side of Chicago, one of the roughest neighborhoods in Chicago. That was my church. But, you know, as growing up, I didn't know anything.
Is that about like what the Cabrini Green?
Yeah. Well, the Cabrini Green project was a little further away. Yeah, I know most of the young rappers now. If you hear about the Lil Durks, and you know, a lot of them grew up in the
like 63rd and 64th.
Yeah. 63rd. Yeah, my church was actually on 60. Our church was actually on 62nd.
Oh.
Yeah, 62nd and Laughlin. So, but yeah, I grew up in the Christian church. Grew up as Baptist. And you know, being honest. You know, I went to the church, you know, and especially my grandfather being a pastor, right? I was at the Sunday school. I played the drums for the choir. I was in the choir at one point. And, but just being honest, a lot of it didn't, you know, I never felt it. It was very different, right? I see people catching the Holy Ghost. I'll see people, you know, at times speaking in tongues. And I always have this feeling. like, man, I hope I'm not disappointing my grandfather, right? It'll be people, kids my age, that know all the books of the Bibles. They'll know scriptures. They'll be all these different things. And I used to, sometimes I did used to have this like guilt, like, man, I hope my grandfather not disappointed in me, because, you know, like, I remember one time we went to visit another church, and all the kids that came with me, I saw them, like, they were like it was a service, and I saw all of them like speaking in tongues, you know, they were all crying and all this. And I'm like, and I was the only kid still sitting in a stand, like just standing there watching everybody else. So
like, this ain't it.
Yeah, but I was like, man, it wasn't that it didn't feel right. I just thought, man, I'm like, do I not believe in God? What's going on? You know, but it's like everything that I was in the Bible, the way I was able to envision it, you know, the stories I was being told, I just couldn't believe, you know. So the Bible for me, I just, you know, I needed to, I, you know, later on, I knew it was more symbolism as opposed to actual, you know, what was actually being told in the Bible. But at that age, I wasn't connecting the two.
Well, did you get a copy of my questions?
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.